This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So big news for Kway Teow lovers out there. We finally know how to spell the word in the Malay language. Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka recently posted on their Facebook page that the official spelling for the fried noodle dish Kway Teow is K-U-E-T-I-A-U. Goreng. Apparently something that there was a lot of confusion and misinterpretation over for a while. Nobody spelled it the same way. So this kind of leads to this question of how is spelling for new words decided on and standardized? And what does it mean when non-Malay words are integrated into the Malay language?
So I'm going to start off by saying that I wasn't aware of the confusion, mostly because regardless of how you spell Kway Teow, it is pronounced Kway Teow,
and and it tastes the same, more importantly.
Correct. And the various spellings actually made it quite clear that that's how it is said, because there's only a limited amount of ways you can rearrange the vowels and rearrange the alphabets. And no matter how you do it, you ultimately end up with a word that looks like it should be said as kwe and another word that looks like it should be said as diao, and then it comes together. And I have to say that I'm really delighted to be doing this story because I love words and language, and so I find this fascinating. However, not the hugest fan of the ultimate spelling that we've landed on. I think, you know, we're going to talk about a number of different things, right? Like how it is that some words get integrated, when it is that those words get integrated, for that matter, officially. But the other thing I think is, on a very superficial level, I don't like how this looks. I just don't like the fact that it is now a 7-alphabet word as opposed to 8. Most of the time it is 8. And I don't like the final AU look.
No, I agree. And I know, I don't know if this makes a lot of sense to people out there who, God forbid, are not word nerds like we both so clearly are. I don't like the way this works in my head. I mean, I learned BM from the time I started school. I have a great love for the language and the way it sounds and the way it looks, the way it's pronounced. Somehow this spelling to me, there's something very clumsy about K-U-E-T-I-A-U, in a way that I think is, I don't know, it doesn't appeal to me. I'm sure that there are rationales in terms of, I mean, BM is a phonetic language, so perhaps phonetically this is what makes the most sense. Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka did post this on their Facebook page. It is official because, you know, they are the final word on how Malay words are spelled. But I'm not the biggest fan, I have to say as well.
Yeah, so if I were to start a Kway Teow business, this is how I would spell it, sure, because this is what we're officially using. Possibly in times to come, it's going to become the most common way in which the word is spelled. So that's all well and good. For the time being, though, if I'm sending a message to somebody who's out and about at a hawker stall and I'm asking them to grab me a Char Kway Teow, I'm probably going to stick to the spelling that I've always used, which is where the first part ends with an H and the last part is T-E-O-W. That's what I'm comfortable with.
So interestingly enough, you said Char Kway Teow, and some users on Dewan Bahasa's Facebook comments did say that, you know, the Chinese style kway teow, char kway teow, is different from the more basah or wetter Malay style fried kway teow. But then again, the word char in Chinese is actually just fried. So kway teow goreng would be the translation. So in that sense, apparently, and this is something I didn't know, many hawkers actually choose to differentiate kway teow goreng basah, which is the more Malay style, and the kway teow goreng kering, which is the dry fried kway teow. So I learned a lot from researching the story.
So I think on a broader scale, though, what we're trying to look at here is not so much just kway teow, because, I mean, sure, we could do that. I'm not sure how interesting it would be for people in the long term if we spent the next half hour ruminating on kway teow. But I think just on a broader level, what's great about living in Malaysia is how often you see words moving in and out of different languages, you know, being integrated, being used, but across the board, most commonly in food, I think we we generally will be able to carry through different words in food, no matter where it is that we're placing that order. But in general, if we look at Bahasa itself, a lot of words have been integrated from other languages, whether historically or just now in common parlance. And in other instances, I think you also have words that have made their way out of Bahasa and into the other dialects that are spoken in the country. And I think that's part of what makes the use of language in our country so rich.
Absolutely. And it speaks to history, it speaks to culture, it speaks to how these things evolve, why some words become a part of what we use, and they take on this almost universal meaning, right? So we are going to be talking more about that. But tell us your favourite or, you know, least favourite word that has been integrated into the Malay language, whether it came from English, from Chinese, from any of the other languages that we...
Portuguese,
yes, which we have a history of. Let us know. You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking to author Udaya Sankar SB for more on how words are integrated into languages. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14 and this is The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We are talking about, big news in the word world. The Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka has finalized and announced the spelling for the word kuetiau in Malay. And that has got us thinking about how different words have made their way into the Malay language. So tell us your favourite or least favourite word that has come from a different language and made its way into Malay. Which ones do you like? Which ones do you not like? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to author Udaya Sankar SB to talk about exactly this, how spelling is decided, how new words are introduced into the dictionary. Welcome to the show, Udaya.
Hello.
Maybe we can start by you telling us how kuetiau has been spelled over the years. Why do you think there's a need to settle on one standardized spelling?
Okay, I know that it's been a buzz around for the past few days about the spelling of kuetiau. For me, it's actually a non-issue. I'm saying that. I'm not arguing with that. The thing is that particular spelling, K-U-E-T-I-A-U, has always been in the Kamus Dewan. That is the spelling. And when a few days back, Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka decided to post on their official Facebook about the correct spelling together with two other usually misspelled spelling, it grabbed the attention of everyone, which is good. I would say it's good. But there is a confusion among people, among the community, thinking that, so this is the latest spelling. No, this is not the latest spelling. This is the spelling in Bahasa Malaysia.
And generally speaking, I mean, how is spelling decided on, especially when it comes to official usage, the stuff that we put in our dictionaries?
Okay, of course... When a word is decided, whether it goes into a dictionary or not, or how the spelling goes by, there is a panel. For Malaysia, of course, it goes under Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka. They have their group of editors. They have people who contribute words, and there will be a big community. They have a working community which goes through all the words and spelling, which is being used. There are two ways. One is written words and one is spoken. Okay? Every time, Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka, when I say Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka, I'm referring to also our government because it's a government body. So the government appoints Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka where they choose their own panel members, experts in linguistic language, Bahasa Malaysia and Malaysian languages. It's not only Bahasa Malaysia, but also Malaysian languages, which are used among Malaysians when we speak or write in Bahasa Malaysia. And since language is very dynamic, it's very fluid, it keeps changing, and we need to standardize. So this panel will have a meeting, a discussion. They will go through hundreds and thousands of written works. may it be magazines, newspapers, books which has been published, printed material, and also words which are spoken words. And that's why if we were to look into a Kamus Dewan, it will be mentioned after the word, whether it's a spoken word or whether it's used for, they would use a BP, which means for Bahasa Pasar. It's only for to be used on a conversational purpose and not to be used in a very much official manner. So it is already stated in the Kamus.
Well, yeah. What are some other words that you know have this sort of maybe slightly confusing or these many different forms of spelling over the years?
Well, yes, confusion. You see, I must admit that every time if I'm writing a story or an essay, if the word Kritya comes, I will definitely refer to a Kamus Dewan, and I know it's on page 841 of Kamus Dewan edisi keempat. You can check. If our listeners have a Kamus Dewan with them, please go to page 841, the spelling is there. So I have to check every time because I get confused. And coming from Taiping, which is famous for kuay tiao, besides Penang, which is also famous for kuay tiao, whenever I want to make a post on Facebook about kuay tiao, I quickly go and do a check-in. And that's good news. Other than referring to Kamus Dewan edisi keempat published by Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka, now it's very easy. I hope people are jotting this down. Just go to www.dbp.gov.my, dbp.gov.my, and you can check your spelling at your fingertips. So you don't have to have a physical dictionary. And coming back to your question, other than kuay tiao, we also have issue with me. Not with me, I mean
with the mee goreng, M-I-M-E-E,
yes,
right?
Sorry. Yeah. When DBP a few days back posted on a kuay tiao, the next thing or the one before that they posted was also about me, and that also got people into a heated debate of the visual being used and not only about the word me. If you go to a mama store, I get irritated when it's spelled as M-E-E, mee goreng. Because it's not mee goreng. It has never been N-E-E, mee goreng. In Bahasa Malaysia, it has always been M-I, mee goreng. Same goes for bihun. It's B-I-H-U-N. It's not B-E-E-H-U-N. But since we have been using it, and we take for granted that, yes, that could be the spelling, that could not be the spelling, we just say, no problem, as long as you get a plate of your mee goreng. Which also makes sense. That's what language is all about. You see, even when DBP says that this is the official spelling, it doesn't mean that you cannot use it at all on Facebook, for example, on any social media. In other words, we have P. Ramlee's famous movie, Ibu Mertuaku. Ibu M-E-R-T-U-A, Ibu Mertuaku, my mother-in-law. But kids nowadays will get confused. Hey, P. Ramlee is making a mistake. The correct spelling is Mentua, M-E-N-T-U-A. Both P. Ramlee did not make a mistake before because when our Bahasa Malaysia spelling was standardized in 1970, before that, our old spelling was M-E-R-T-U-A for mother-in-law or father-in-law. And our new spelling, not new actually, more than 40 years, nearly more than 50 years, is M-E-N-T-U-A, Mentua. And I noticed that DBP also highlighted this on their official Facebook, so which is very good. People are referring to DBP, and DBP is doing a very good job. I'm very happy with that. Another spelling that we Malaysians, especially the, shall I say, older generation, get confused is for the telephone in Bahasa Malaysia. Is it T-A-L-I-P-O-N or is it T-E-L-E-F-O-N or is it T-E-L-E-P-O-N? The confusion is there because if you were to look at a book, a Bahasa Malaysia book published in the 60s or in early 70s, the spelling is telephone, T-A-L-I-P-O-N, because that was the spelling before 70s. And we have the new spelling, or the official spelling is T-E-L-E-F-O-N. Same goes with television. television, you might notice that these are all loan words from English, and they are very much to do with the technology, because we did not have telephone, then suddenly we had telephone. We did not have television, suddenly we have television. So we had to come up with the correct word for English words. Also, we have Tamil words, the famous, is it muruku or is it maruku? We have Malay friends using the word maruku. And a Tamil-speaking Malaysian would get very irritated, including me, because it's supposed to be muruku. And surprise, if you were to refer to Kamus Dewan, the correct spelling is muruku, M-U-R-U-K-U. So those who have visited dbp.gov.my, just key in M-U-R-U-K-U, and you'll see that is the correct spelling. I guess Shamila and Lynn are doing that right now, and also the producer there. So you see, there are many words. Or even if you look at, we have Chinese words, a lot of Chinese words, Arabic words, Tamil words, Sanskrit words, words from we use among our friends in Sabah and Sarawak, our Orang Asli, Orang Asal. We have also loan words from Japanese, Dutch, Portuguese and whatnot. Everything comes into Bahasa Malaysia, and we get confused about which is the correct spelling. Usually people say, "Ata apala, anything cincai lah," where cincai is also a Chinese word, where it means it's not seriously done. And mind you, it is in Kamus Dewan, C-I-N-C-A-I, cincai, together with our kicap. All those words are there. At the same time, for anyone who are very angry and want to question about the content of Kamus Dewan, let me remind you, in April 2011, that's about 10 years ago, GAPENA, Gabungan Persatuan Penulis Bahasa Malaysia, and PENA, Persatuan Penulis Bahasa National Malaysia, got very angry when people questioned about certain words in Kamus Dewan. And I quote, they said, "Kamus Dewan should only be viewed from a Malay perspective." This was published in a news, in a Malaysian Insider, in April 2011. Dr. Zainal Kling from GAPENA and Dr. Salih Rahmat from PENA, they even advised Kavian. Kavian is a writer's group which I'm handling, Kavian Group, Malaysian Indians who write in Bahasa. Indeed, Dr. Salih Rahmat on paper advised Kavian not to question the terms contained within the dictionary, Kamus Dewan. I don't know why they're so protective. When all the words that we have in Bahasa Malaysia or Bahasa Melayu is a combination of words used by the people, Malaysians. Like I mentioned before, it is. Now we have words being added daily not into the physical Kamus Dewan, but into the collection of words which is accepted in Bahasa Malaysia. So we should not have anyone telling people that, no, if you're not a Malay, you should not question. No, every Malaysian has the right to discuss, to argue, and to contribute. That's a better word. We have the right to contribute to make Bahasa Malaysia rich and richer from time to time.
So with that said, then, I think one question that does come up is how we strike a balance between accommodating and including these new words and accepting that they are a part of the tapestry of language that's used in the country, while also maintaining the essence of Bahasa Malaysia.
Okay. You see, I mentioned earlier that we have a panel which decides which word goes into the dictionary and how the spelling is, right? So I would really encourage, or I'm not in a position to advise, I would encourage or suggest that Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka, when they have a panel meeting, they should also include people from the various communities or various languages that we have in Malaysia. Because if you look at into Kamus Dewan edisi keempat, it's sad to say that I'm looking at the page now. It all includes Malays. I only see Malays. Well, we are not being racist here. So what I mean is that we should have a balance of our multiracial community and those people who speak different languages so that we can look into the words and decide how the spelling should go about. For example, kway teow, yes, it is already in the dictionary. It's already in Kamus Dewan. And I was interested to see how people were commenting on Facebook or social media talking about the history of the word, which is very interesting. They said, well, it's for the me and the kway teow, they're saying, well, it's not purely just Chinese. There's a history behind it of the community, the Hokkien, the Hakka, and all that. So that should also be taken into consideration to decide whether the kway teow has got to do with the Teochew people, and they have the right to maintain the T-I-E-W in kway teow, right? This should be looked into. And even though the spelling, the official spelling at the moment on page 841, Kamus Dewan is K-U-E-T-I-A-U, it doesn't mean that the spelling cannot be changed in the future. So if anyone who thinks that the spelling is not complete or it's not 100% correct, it should be adjusted, then please go ahead and give a suggestion to Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka. And I'm sure under the management that we have in Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka now, since I know many of them personally, and I know that they're very open-minded. Remember, Gapena and Pena are not part of Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka. So feel free. I'm sure the Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka is always willing to accept comments, suggestions, and how to improve the language, Kamus Dewan, and also how to make the Bahasa Malaysia very much inclusive and everyone feels happy. For example, now, when we speak Bahasa Malaysia, we also have many words from Sabah and Sarawak. For example, for breakfast, lunch, tea time, and dinner, we also have words like, I can't recall the words now. I'm so sorry, I can't recall the words now, but there are words which have been used among our Sabahan and Sarawakian friends, which is being used in Bahasa Malaysia officially. And it makes the language so beautiful.
Udaya, thank you so much for your thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
That was author Udaya Shankar SB talking about how words make their way into the Malay language and how new words are introduced to the dictionary. So tell us your favourite or least favourite word that has come from somewhere else and made its way into Malay. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.